Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Hello, brilliant. Peter Coonan is here to tell me all about a new movie called King Frankie. And Peter, I've seen this movie and I will say with my hand on my heart, congratulations. This is an absolutely phenomenal film. I don't want to give anything away. I don't mind telling people the premise of the story, but I don't want to give any, because there are twists and turns and things in there that we want people to go and see the movie about. Mm. But what would be the kind of the elevator pitch, man?
Elevator pitch. Well, it is about a man who has, well, I suppose we're telling the story at two separate points. Mm. And it's one is 2008 and one is 2019.
Yeah.
And in 2008, you know, he's quite greedy and he's clutching on to the idea of success or whatever that was at that time.
I haven't seen as accurate a portrayal of the Celtic Tiger in a long
really
time
great.
as what this was done in this movie. So yeah. That era, it just felt really authentic as to what that was like, the excess and the greed and those things you're talking about.
Yeah, and the three lads as well were magnificent.
Yeah, you know, really were.
And they were going back and looking up and all the different lingo that was used at the time that was so offensive.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it really was.
And accepted in 2008, in 2019. So then you also have the modern story, the current scenario where Frankie is in a different position.
Completely different position. And he has, like, he's trying to deal with the trauma and the tragedy of the past or whatever it is that has come back to haunt him then in 2019. But also, I suppose, it's that dichotomy of man. And why does it take such a extreme scenario for us to want to change
and to deal with things? But I have to say, in terms of the movie itself, it's so well done. And I know Dermot Malone, who's the man who's behind it, it's a debut for him. Mm. But to tell, often I think stories where they use two different timelines and flashbacks, if you want to call it that, that isn't quite what's happening here, but two different timeline stories, but they're interlinked. It's not just you play one, you play another. They're constantly switching back and forth. Often that can be done, I feel, for effect or for some kind of, like, you know, an easy out on something. Whereas in this, I think the way Dermot has, as I used the term to you a minute ago, breadcrumbed, like he gives you a bit of now that raises questions in your head, and then you flip back into the previous thing where you get only some answers, but you've more questions. Then you go back to now, develop even more. And it's a really well-structured film.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite remarkable for a debut feature. But he has a lot of experience in advertisement and telling stories for a long number of years. But yeah, I do think he balances that very well. And interestingly, seeing people last night, there was a screening in the Lighthouse, and how people were making assumptions quite early on
as to
how or the money was earned and various things, maybe because of my past as a performer. But it leaves people with, you know, with questions. Mm. And certainly for me as well, it's been great to hear such positive feedback and from you as well today. You know, people seem to be really enjoying it.
No, definitely. And there's a scene, again, I won't spoil anything for anybody, but there's a scene down and near the water where yourself and another character have a conversation. And just that conversation to me was dealing with a topic and dealing it with it in such a way that I haven't seen dealt with in real life or on screen.
Yeah.
And I think there was a comment even made, one of the lines in the thing is that, you know, no one's ever talked about this in this particular way. Again, I don't want to give anything away, but it's just really beautifully written and beautifully acted by yourself and the other actor who played Cahill, like
Rob.
Yeah, like phenomenal performance. Oh, Sermon's brother, is it? Right.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
what a find to have that in the family is helpful enough. Where can people see King Frankie? Because that's the thing for me, is I think this is a movie that will really benefit from cinema screens.
Yeah, so I believe it's in 20 odd cinemas around the country. In the IFI, the Lighthouse, Rathmines, Dunleary. So just look it up and you'll
search
find
out King
there.
Frankie. Look, honestly, I watch a lot of films for a lot of work scenarios.
Yeah.
And I really, really, this one really connected with me for whatever reasons. I'm not sure altogether why, but it just really connected. And congratulations on it. It's absolutely brilliant. Before we go any further, I believe there's somebody we need to give a shout out to. Peter.
There is.
My
good friend Stephen Delaney, who is sitting in a cafe listening to this, working his cotton socks off.
And why is it so important that he's listening to this?
Well, because he's a supportive friend.
Of course.
But also, he's a big fan of your kicks. I was with him in town recently, and he saw you going into Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. He said, "Dave, great kicks, man."
I remember that. Were you with that? Him? Yeah. I remember someone shouting that at me. Yeah, I was only saying on the radio the other day, we were talking about, or was it last week, we were talking about compliments, right? Paying compliments. And I said, sometimes people shout at me in the street. And I was thinking of that guy when I walked into Stephen's Green. That's Stephen.
That's Stephen in Stephen's Green.
Well, Stephen, thank you for shouting at me and saying nice kicks, Dave. I love that. I was buzzing. So rock fair play on. To you. Can you ask Peter, Dave, if he's going to the Tipperary Senior Hurling County Final this Sunday to support his beloved Tumi Vara, he'll know who this is from.
Anthony O'Neill.
Anthony O'Neill.
What's it? No, Carl. Horsebox.
Carl is a tip man.
Are you tip?
Yeah,
no, he's casual. I'll be there.
Yeah,
so what's this
Sunday?
About?
So, well, I have the O'Neills are very good friends of mine. They're first cousins of the Duns, the famous.
Tommy and Ken. And Ken is manager.
Ken is the coach. Yeah. So this is the first time in, I think,
since 2008.
I did not think
that the conversation between Carl and Peter Kinnan today was going to be about Tumi Vara and hurling.
All I want to ask him now is, who's your favourite Tumi Vara player?
Jesus.
You don't have to answer that.
Tommy Dunn.
Yeah, has to be. Has to be
Tommy Dunn.
Brilliant. Come here. I saw you recently in another movie, a phenomenal one called Kathleen Is Here.
Yeah.
What a movie. Eva Birthistle. Written and directed.
Yeah.
And I just thought everyone in that movie was amazing. Hazel, who plays Kathleen,
astonishing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Claire, who plays the mothering figure in there, yourself. Like, it was a great movie as well. You're doing great work.
Yeah, well, the work is, I mean, that was a year and a half ago. And they came back to back after some two theatre productions that were also back to back.
Right.
You know, sometimes when it rains, it pours. But they were great. That script, Kathleen Is Here, came in and it was so tight. Eva had been writing it for 7 or 8 years and they had shot it short, but everything about it was like a piece of music that was perfectly put together.
Right.
And even when we were shooting, you know, there were days when it was tight and you were against the metal and she was able to say, do you know what, we can take this out, because she understood it.
Yes.
So and she was an amazing, because I'd worked with her in Bad Sisters and she sent me the script. But she was an amazing director. To work with directors who know actors, and
I often hear that from actors, that it really makes a difference.
She's just very calm, very understanding.
Hazel said that it was a fun set, even though the subject matter isn't light.
Yeah.
But that it was she created a really fun set.
She did. And you need that. Yeah. I was saying that to someone last week. You need a bit of levity when there's darkness involved.
Well, I will have Hazel and I'll have Eva on the show talking about Kathleen Is Here very soon, so make sure you don't miss that. But it's another movie definitely worth going to see as well. You mentioned Bad Sisters. How much crack was that?
That was great crack.
Yeah.
That was great crack.
Bad Sisters 2, are you?
I've been used and abused.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's onwards and upwards.
Yeah, it is onwards and upwards from that point of view. Again, I'll have the stars of Bad Sister 2 hopefully on the show pretty soon as well. What is coming next then? Because like you said, I often wonder, you know, life as an actor can be unpredictable. Mm. Like you can work and then there can be a period where through nobody's fault, there just isn't work. Mm. How do you cope with that kind of on and off?
Well, three kids fills life.
Time.
Very, fulfillingly. And also, I mean, I'm 40 now and I kind of now have got to a point where I know the work will come.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not anymore. I'm not out to kind of prove myself anymore. Like when I was younger, it was all about showing people that I could act and all that kind of idea. And even when you're on set, you're like, this person saw me in Love, Hate and think I should be great now.
Yeah.
And they think that. Yeah. But now I'm kind of at the point where I don't care anymore.
Gotcha.
About what people think as much, but also that the outcome of something. It's about the process and it's about, you know, finding good people and working with them and good scripts if you can find them. Now, there is barren periods and you have to kind of find a way to do stuff that will keep you, you know, keep you on your game when it comes. But ultimately, you know, it's I'm enjoying every part of it now.
Excellent. That's really good to hear. Right, quick fire round before you go. Number one question is, what are you currently obsessed with? And Tumi Vara is not allowed to be the answer.
What am I? I'm currently obsessed with a book called Anam Cara by John O'Donoghue, actually.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Tell me about that again.
Yeah, it's a book about Celtic soul and spirituality and stuff like that. It's just one someone gave me. My uncle gave it to me and I've just been reading it and it's quite a beautiful book.
Anam Cara by John
O'Donoghue.
John O'Donoghue, right, brilliant. think, or get your phone actually, think about who's the most famous person in your phone. It's got to be some big names in there.
Probably Andrew Scott.
Yeah, that's pretty famous. That's definitely going to be an answer. Tell me this, when you were about 8 years old, second class, sus bjog, you opened the lunchbox, what's inside?
Kit Kat.
Ooh, nice. Two fingers or four?
Two.
Yeah. It's lunch.
The old school.
Oh, yeah.
Tinfoil.
Yeah, tinfoil.
A mashed banana.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And a roll with ham and mayonnaise.
A roll?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very few rolls at this question. It's all sandwiches.
What do you call it? The cuisine de France.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, the baguettes. Yeah, the demi baguette.
It was soggy from the banana, though. You know? There was no joy in that.
And the final question I need to ask you, because I ask all my guests, and the reason I ask is because I don't, is do you, Peter Coonan, wash your legs in the shower?
No.
I could tell. You're one of you're like me.
Like feet, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. Because you know the way, like with shoes, like I've got, I like my runners and sometimes I overwear them. And often I'll have to wash the feet.
I still wouldn't wash the feet. Right, well listen, I'm glad to hear you're a non-leg washer. That's the most important thing. Peter's new movie is called King Frankie. It is out in cinemas this Friday. Please do yourself a favor and go along and see it. Peter, great to see you.
Thanks, man.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.